Jet at Triple M, Jane Dave for breakfast. 98.7 in Mackay, 92.3 with Sunday's Lukey Boner from the night shift on the air after 6 this morning here on Triple M. Yesterday, went to fill up the car, some fuel, BP at the Northern Beaches Rural View there.
G'day, guys. Oh, is that the new one?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
By the way, if you spend $10, this is not an ad for them, by the way. I'm just giving you a good deal.
No, it's not.
Spend $10 in store, you get a free car wash.
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
Geez, that's all right.
So I had to buy the obligatory chocolate and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So if you spend $30, do you get three car washes or just?
I think it's just the one. Just the one. So when I was leaving there, though, the lady pulled me aside. She's like, "Hey, Jay, I've got to tell you, I'm a new listener to Triple M, new listener to The Breakfast Show, even Danny Lakey at night."
Oh, Danny Lakey. Yeah. Jeez, he's a loose unit.
He is. You think we're loose at times? He is a loose unit. Now, last night I had a late night meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving home and I was listening to Danny Lakey. And quite often I'd be asleep so I wouldn't catch his show.
Yeah.
And he was talking about something that I thought, no way, no way in the world would people be interested in hearing about this.
Right.
Foot fetish.
Right? Oh, okay.
Where do you sit with that?
I don't even like my own feet, let alone anyone else's.
Well, you do have a toenail that looks like a cornflake has landed on your foot.
Yeah, that's the reason. I got a foot fetish. I just don't want to see them.
So he was talking about foot fetish, and it's early now, so we can talk about it now.
Yeah.
Before the kids get up. But the amount of people who called the show saying that they had the same foot fetish and what happens... Here's one caller in one situation from last night.
You can be repulsed by the foot. You can be turned on by the foot. Where would you say you're on the spectrum, roughly? Because I've got
definitely
the data.
Definitely turned on, like yourself.
Nice.
And I'm a 6 out of 10 as well. I like to look at them. I like to touch them. I'll massage them. Mm. I might suck on the toes if they're clean and tidy and neat, like yourself.
Bang on the spectrum. Amro knows where his fetish lies. He's not a stiletto stomper. He's not a foot sniffer like Damien. Very similar to me as well, where I will touch, I will look, I will admire, I will caress. Very rarely will I suck. Sometimes I'll wait for the lady. One of the great foot-sucking relationships that I had was when the girl actually said she liked getting her toes sucked before I even had to bring up the foot fetish thing. So I'd pretend it was like a chore that I had to do for her. I'd be like, oh, right, then, go on, then, give them here.
Well, and do you just suck them bare, or is there like whipped cream on them or something?
Oh, I'd suck the varnish off those bad boys.
Each to their own. Yeah, okay. We're not judging, right?
Yeah.
So then I got home and I got an inbox message from somebody saying, did you just hear what was on your radio station, which was that segment there?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. And there was a group of people and all of them were saying that the foot thing is their thing. I didn't know. So I Googled it this morning and apparently, because there's a survey online from one of the adult stores.
Yeah.
There's like 39% of people in our region who like feet.
In the Whitsundays.
In that way. In Mackay Whitsundays. In that way.
Wow. That's...
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, very surprised. 39% is a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. I don't know how many people they interviewed or surveyed, but the 39% made me go, okay, who are you surveying? People like who look after feet? What are their names? Orthodontists?
Podiatrist.
Podiatrist. Orthodontist is your teeth, isn't it?
that's part of the other... When you have to go in there for the first time, you have to fill out the form. Do you have a fetish? Tick.
I'm just asking you a genuine question. Do you like feet at all?
Wow.
So there you go.
Feet.
Again, you think we're loose? Don't ever complain about our show when you've got people talking about sucking toes on a nighttime show here on Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast.